Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on the link.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed, like, in the 70s, and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Oi, 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 and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 21. We've made it.
We made it.
Yes.
We can drink now.
Yes, we can. I am Gatch.
That's
the
right.
Indian of the podcast. And
I'm Terry Guile over here.
Yeah.
The white guy. We're going punk rock on your asses
this
week.
It's Friday. It's beautiful. It's sunny outside everywhere in the entire world, I'm hoping.
We're rocking some Black Flag. Hopefully this isn't our last episode, because that'd be we're retired at 21.
Retired at 21.
21. So, yeah, sticking with the musical theme of the number of the episode, we're going retired to 21 Black
yeah.
Flag. Check it out if you like punk rock. We did 20 Eyes last time from Danzig and the Misfits.
Yeah, I got a story related to 21. We just want to jump right into it. Tony Robbins, you know Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
A motivational speaker, dude.
Oh, yeah, he was on a movie or something that was funny with Jack Black.
Yeah, I recall that. And it turns out in his motivational speeches, sometimes he does this walk on fire thing where
Whoa.
They heat up the coals.
Oh, the
and
fire walk.
And walk across
okay.
the 10 feet.
That's tough.
Proving like, you know, anything you put your mind to, you know, you can overcome. Well, it turns out that 21 people were burnt with like second and third degree burns over this, and people that heard it nearby thought people were over there being tortured. That's how bad it was. They were screaming.
I don't doubt it, dude. Yeah. I don't think you can put mind over matter to where it's not going to put, like...
I don't know. Not without some... Well, he says he does it often, and maybe he doesn't. Maybe...
I've seen people do it on film, and I think that they are probably not lying, but I don't know.
They've got to have calloused feet, right?
Pam did it on The Office that one time.
Yeah, she did.
And she didn't get her feet burnt.
Yep, yeah.
But... I don't
yeah,
know.
I think
that's
you
not
just
real
don't want to put heat weight on it, probably. You know, you
just kind of run lightly across
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Can't a little Jesus nimble. Lizard walking on water. Jesus lizard.
Did Jesus lizard walk on water?
That's why they call it a Jesus. There are some lizards that walk so fast that they will walk actually across the water. And
they're Jesus lizards?
Well, Jesus was known for walking on water, too. So, hence, the Jesus lizard.
So was the Cars, weren't they?
The Cars walk on water?
Yeah. Wasn't that a song?
If I could walk on...
That
that's Eddie
cars.
Money, dude.
Yeah.
That's Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Who just played at the...
He did.
At the fair. I had two tickets to Theory of a Dead Man.
Friend of the TagCast, Westy, met Eddie Money over there. Got a
you know what else she did? She got her cowbell signed by Blue Oyster Cult.
Nice.
Yes.
That is badass.
That's going to be worth something. If she could just have like Will Ferrell beat on it or something for a few times. But shout out for Westy. She's a radio person now. Kind of like us. She's real time.
Personality down there on the afternoons. And I was hearing some major spots for him today. Debbie Starr and Westy. Sometimes they do it together, it said, on the show.
Yeah. I was listening on Tuesday when I was in the car running errands, and it just happened to be on Clue FM. And Westy was talking on there how she had skated to work, and she was wearing her skates in the studio, and she was saying how it smelled in there and stunk, and that Debbie was going to be able to smell it in the morning. Then I got home and I went on Facebook, and she had posted saying, "I'm so proud of me for, you know, skating to work," or I can't remember what she said, but she mentioned that, and I said, "I bet it stinks in there." And she's like, she said, "It does. It smells like sweat and sex and shoes and rock and roll." Awesome.
Sex.
Yeah, she said her.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that roller derby shoes, skates smell like sex.
Oh wow.
Yep. Check it out. The next time you go to see the roller derby, just say, "Can I smell your skates?"
Right on. I'll have to check that out for sure.
Can I smell your skates? Can I smell your skates?
Whoa.
So, yeah, let's get this out of the way. Celebrity and friend birthdays. We'll start with friends because there's just one.
Friends.
You know him. You love him because today's Friday. Hope you guys are starting off a good weekend. Greg Bleege, happy birthday.
On
happy birthday, Greg.
Greg, happy birthday, Greg. Ozzy.
Yep. Go Ozzy. I saw him in Walmart one time, and he was with his mom, and then he didn't see us, and he was in line, and then we walked up behind him. We said, real official, like, "Sorry, sir, but you're going to have to move this stuff out of the way." And he just looked
ghost.
Scared him for a second, but then when he saw that it was us, it was okay, but it was kind of mean, but it was kind of funny. It was kind of cool.
We always yell at work, we'll yell like, if somebody comes on, I'll yell like, "Ron, Twisted Sister," or something like, or "Dion, Nickelback," if Nickelback comes on before I turn it off.
Greg, Ozzy.
Yep, that's what we'd yell every time, because, you know, new Ozzy.
And one memory I have of our birthday boy today is him playing at a show out at our party in Lacombe, and he played the bass with flames on the drums, and he played his bass literally till his fingers were bleeding all over his bass.
I know. Way to go, Brian Adams, on that shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brian Adams did that?
He played it till his fingers bled.
Oh, that's right.
69, come on.
Sorry, I'm stupid. I'm not.
I remember spending a birthday with Greg out at Ron and Joy's, actually, and he spent some time in the bushes.
Was he throwing up?
Yeah, he was. And I
that's what birthdays are for.
I was feeling pretty good with him, too, I think, that time.
Whose birthday was it?
It was Greg's.
Oh, so this is like a year ago or more?
Oh, this is like 8 or 9.
Wow.
This is the last kegger, I think, Ron and Joy had.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days, yeah.
Yep, so that's our only friend. And usually on Facebook, people don't out themselves. So however old you are, dude, happy birthday.
Yeah.
We out the celebrities. I don't know if you've mentioned this guy, but do you remember this old comedian, Yahoo Serious? You remember him?
I remember he was in a movie, right, with a guitar.
I'm
the
not.
The Adventures of Yahoo Serious.
I tried to remember him. And
I didn't know he was like a stand-up comedian or whatever.
I thought he did stand-up.
Did he do stand-up?
I don't know. Whatever he did, it's his birthday today, so happy birthday.
Well, Yahoo to you, Yahoo.
Yeah, he's like almost 60.
That guy's a fucking Yahoo. Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
I remember that movie came out, wasn't it? And it was like Yahoo Serious. Maybe it was a stand-up thing. I never watched it, but I just figured it was a movie.
I just remember the name because it's funny, and it was way before Yahoo ever came out.
Yeah.
Also today, a bass player from Down and Pantera, Rex Brown, a.k.a. Rex Rocker.
A.k.a. Rex Brown.
Yeah. He's 48.
Wow.
Wow.
Rocker.
And we don't usually mention these guys, but my friend Bobby Jordan's been listening, and their podcast about wrestling. Triple H, born today.
Wow, nice.
He's 43.
Is that his name?
Hi. How... Hole. I don't know. He has a real name, but I didn't research it because everybody knows who Triple H is.
I know who Triple H is, but it was a little after the time that I followed wrestling.
Yep.
I was more a couple generations before when it was H was wrestling.
Yeah, for sure. Just H. He was a single H. And then HH.
What about Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
Now, Bobby probably knows who that is, but I don't recognize the name.
He was later the Wiz, I think, or the Wizard.
I was looking at a list. I wish I would have brought it. I'll save it for next week's episode about the silliest wrestlers and some of their names and their outfits. Kind of fun to look at. But last couple birthdays here, Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live and like Bridesmaids and stuff. Yeah. She's a funny chick. Born
she just had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah. And guess how old she is?
10 days.
That's wrong.
Are you talking about the baby or her?
No, her. It's her birthday.
Okay.
It's her birthday today.
I'm going to guess 34.
That's a nice guess because you make her feel better about herself because she's 40.
Oh, wow.
Looking pretty young there.
Yeah.
And then...
I always thought almost even maybe 20s.
39 today. Let's see if you know who this rocker is. Not related to Richie, but Abe Cunningham.
Abe Cunningham.
Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Deftones guitarist.
Oh, okay. No, I did not know who that is.
He's one of those guys. You know, most people know Chino or Chico or whatever. See, I don't even know his name, the singer, but Deftones.
Chinko.
I think he was Chinese, though. So, yeah, that's our birthdays. Happy birthday
to
Rex Brown, Triple H, Maya Rudolph, Abe Cunningham, Yahoo Serious, and our good buddy Greg Bleege.
Yahoo! Greg.
I just like saying Greg's name.
Yeah.
Bleege.
I don't know if Greg wants to think about changing his last name to Serious.
I think Didymus Hundus should change his name to Sirius.
Yahoo Hundus.
No, Didymus Sirius.
Didymus Sirius.
Dude, are you serious? That was Wednesday's birthday. That's Tom.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention Tom. Speaking of Tom. I got a weird bit of information about Tom Cruise and his former wives.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that all three of Tom Cruise's wives were each 11 years younger than the previous one?
Who was his first wife?
Mimi
Rogers?
Yeah, good, thank you. I was drawing a blank. Mimi Rogers. They were in movies together in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And then he married Nicole Kidman.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how old Katie Holmes was when he married her. She is 33 now, and he is 50. So that means that his next wife's going to have to be 22.
You're talking about, what's Nicole Kidman's 44 now?
She must be because. And then,
I'm just making sure I'm following.
And then Mimi Rogers must be 55. And Tom's 50.
Well, you know who needs to not hook up with her?
Who?
Sammy Hagar. He can't drive 55.
So we got to find a 22-year-old.
Mimi Rogers.
We got to find a 22-year-old Scientologist that can marry Tom Cruise.
I don't know any.
I know one, but she's asked me not to use her name on the vibe.
Yeah, you know what he might want to do, because he's rich and stuff, and I hear there's this new business. I think it might be up in Washington, but this lady is a pro snuggler.
Wow.
$60 an hour, she'll snuggle. No nudity or anything. And if you get a boner, she'll just say, "That's not what we're doing." But she's okay with it because it happens.
I've only heard of one other professional snuggler.
Oh, yeah?
Will Woodruff.
Oh, really?
And I talked to him. He might want to come on the show later on season 2. If he has a chance, shout out to Will, a local comedian. He just moved to Portland from Salem, Dallas area. But, no, he says that in his stand-up routine that he was a serial snuggler and professional. He might not have said professional. I guess he was a serial snuggler.
Hmm.
But because he could never seal the deal. He didn't get laid till he's 29, so that's a bummer for him. Sorry. Zip those pants up, Will.
I know. Speaking of that, what about Octomom? Did you hear she came out and said something?
No. She's doing some porn, though.
She did some porn. Now she's doing a singing career, but she came out and said that she is no longer on welfare and she is now financially stable.
Because she did porn. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I did not watch the porn.
You didn't know?
I can't even stand and look at her face, man.
Could you imagine
that thing
how...
looks so horrific.
Could you imagine how huge her vagina is?
Yeah, I don't even want to know. You know what her lips look like, though? Her lips look like...
Her vaginal lips?
No, her lips on her face look like vaginal lips, but vaginal lips when they're, you know, I don't the extent of your familiarization of porn, but when they, like, air up and blow up, like, the vaginal lips, you know, and stuff like
Botox
that.
Oh, Botox for...
Yeah, when they do that just for, like, sexual pleasure or whatnot.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, I think they do. But I don't know if it's Botox. I think they just kind of inflate it.
Oh, with like air?
Yeah, like you do with a worm when you stick a needle in there and just fill it up before you throw it out there. I don't know what they do, but I know I've seen it done.
I don't know what we were talking about before, but now we're talking about
porn. Talking about Octomom's lips. That's what her mouth lips look like, inflated like, well, it's probably Botox, I guess, realistically, right? She just does not look good to me, but I guess you would just want to watch just because you... I couldn't imagine paying to watch that porn.
I don't think I would even do it if someone paid me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so I heard some people making fun of her, and I don't know if she did an actual porn or if it was just a pornographic photo shoot.
It was it was called Octomom Home Alone. So I imagine it was just her masturbating.
I wonder if she got fucked by eight penises. It looked
like her pussy looked like she broke in and fucked her.
Eight
Wasn't
penises in
alone?
A duffel. No, I thought that was eight heads in a duffel bag.
Eight penises in.
Eight heads in an Octomom.
Yeah, eight penises in an Octomom.
Yeah, and you've heard of double penetration.
Yeah,
this is octo penetration. She had eight huge penises in her vagina at the same time, and it looked like a goddamn.
Yeah.
What you call it?
And there's ink squirting now.
Ink?
Yeah.
Why ink? That sounds like a magic trick.
That's a squid. Isn't a squid a smaller octopus?
No? I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think a squid is a different form of an octopus. I don't think it's just a smaller octopus.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Get your story straight. Seriously.
All right, Yahoo, seriously?
Yahoo, seriously.
We had that Motley Crue podcast this last Monday, right?
Yeah, our bonusode number four.
Yeah, and we got a little feedback. Jacob Bronner from Shovel Belt.
Uh-huh.
He said he still parties to the Crue on the weekends.
Well, I bet a lot of people do.
He's still tearing it up with the Crue. He really liked Saints of Los Angeles.
Never got into it, but that's cool.
I heard the title track, and I never heard anything else. So
I'm glad
really
that we
comment.
Got. I'm glad that we got some feedback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, quite a few people I think enjoyed that.
Not that we're not cool, but I think people see Motley Crue and they're like, oh, I used to be a crew head.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know they were crew heads, but apparently they're crew heads. But yeah, thanks for your input. What was his name?
Jake. Jake. From Shovel Belt.
Right on. And speaking of other bands who are listeners of the podcast, we have some new likes. This lady's not from a band, I don't
new
think.
New likes.
Giselle Poiret.
Hey, Giselle.
I like saying that. She said that our podcast would have informative. She's learned lots of stuff.
Yeah, she said she is learning more about American culture, and she's having a lot of fun with it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I think she's from Seattle.
I don't know.
All right, well, we'll check that out. Yeah. Thanks, Giselle, for liking
this.
Well,
I don't know if she is because of...
The Great Danes thing?
Well, I think that's the group.
Oh.
That
I noticed a lot of my mutual friends are in that group, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of surprised.
But I think she's from overseas because she doesn't know about American culture very much.
Ah, and her name is Giselle.
Uh-huh.
That's a
shout out. We really appreciate the thing.
Yeah, and some other new likes. These are people who've known about us but maybe forgot to click like.
Uh-huh.
Jason Rowe, Jeff Falconer.
Uh-huh.
And from now on, you will be the Falcon.
I will be the Falconer. Yeah, and congratulations to new Papa Jeff Falconer.
The
Falcon.
I can't believe you have your own skit on Saturday Night Live. Aaron Harney from Brutos, thanks for liking us. Jeremy Olson. I don't know how long ago she liked us, but Jessica Hansen, Sister Jessica, up there in Washington, she liked my status today that got all those comments about icy hot whack. Icy hot whack off challenge or whatever it was. Sorry, Crawl. Ain't happening.
Nope.
Two reasons. Dustin has no icy hot in the house. Number two, it just ain't happening.
It ain't happening, buddy.
Ain't happening, brother. Yeah, I know you upped it to $20 and all that shit, but it ain't happening.
Yeah, and then Elke Anderson said, I know you guys make money from those Google ads, but they make it hard to read the website and know where we're going. And I understand that.
tag it.
I'm wondering if it's the top ones or the ones in between the episodes. If anyone else is having trouble, you know, I mean.
I think it's the ones in between the episodes.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Maybe other people
especially
have some feedback.
Especially on a mobile device where you can't really be precise where you're mm-hmm. touching. Because
yeah.
I've actually done that on my phone. I usually download the episodes for preview to make sure that it's not stupid or something's not wrong with the quality.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I'm narcissistic. But I download them to my Kindle. But when I was out at the country fair, I have to have a wireless signal. Well, my phone has 3G, so I got a signal anywhere. So I downloaded a couple episodes on my phone, and I did actually touch the wrong icon.
Yeah.
It didn't go to Google. But a little poll
well,
for
see,
you
I
tag have, it. So.
I haven't gotten, like, actually seen any money come from the clicking of Google ads.
Right.
So I don't know if people are clicking on by accident. There should be some income. So if people are clicking on them on accident even, maybe drop a line because, you know, maybe monitor whether or not we're getting any income from the Google ads.
Yeah.
And number one is just to make it easy to download the show. So if those are getting in the way, you know.
Yeah, let us know. It's a little, I'm going to call it a quick tag it poll.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes to tagcastpodcast.com, do you have trouble deciphering where to click to listen to the episodes?
Let us know what your user experience is.
Or are you an iTunes user?
And
if you are an iTunes user, I don't think we've mentioned this for a few weeks or episodes. Please go there. And if you listen to us on iTunes, Pierre, I know you do. Go
on,
rate
Pierre.
Us on iTunes, brother. No, you said something about an RSS feed, but whatever. Yeah. I know there's some iTunes listeners. Just take a minute the next time you're browsing around and just go rate us.
Yeah.
And, it'll help us.
Yeah, if you can't rate us there, go over to Amazon. If you type in TagCast app, three separate words, we have a app for your iPhones.
It's our own app.
But you can review us there, you know. You know, just another avenue if you'd like to support us out there.
For sure.
And speaking of...
support?
Yeah.
Give a shout-out to... Complete Ag's resolutions. And even though we forgot to do this on Wednesday, but the Dixie Creek Saloon either forgot to re-up or maybe they didn't have the money, which is fine. We're going to give them a bonus shout-out. A bonus shout-out. Dixie Creek Saloon, greatest place to go in Linn County for live music and comedy and
go out there
basic.
Tomorrow night. What's going on there tomorrow night? Applaud the Villain, Hiding Jekyll,
and
I Am Ruin over at the Dixie.
All three Eugene bands coming up.
That ties in with Willamette Valley local music scene. Dave over there doing some show promoting. He's going to be promoting that show. Go out there and help those guys out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Go check those guys out and... can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, Dixie Creek Saloon. If you guys are listening, anybody affiliated with the Dixie and you do want to re-up, make sure and get a hold of us. We're going to give you a free shout-out today because we love you guys.
You guys are humid.
You guys are hot and wet. It is kind of hot and wet down the Dixie sometimes.
It's hot and wet.
But it's always a good time, so go check them out. Dixie Creek Saloon, 32994 Highway 99 East in Tangent. And that's just like 5 miles south of Albany. So go check it out, Albany, Oregon. For all you international listeners, if you're ever in the area, check it out. Tangent, Oregon.
So,
all right, what do you got for me?
I was hanging out on Facebook the other day, and somebody said that Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, commented on somebody's status.
What, that surprised you?
No, this
you don't
is
think
like
he
big
uses...
news. She said she had followed him for a long time.
Oh, he never does?
And then he never did, and it was about the old game GoldenEye from like 1997. Yeah. As for the like the
I
Nintendo
used to play
64.
That. I used to play that.
Yeah, he said
that was the
about,
first like shooter game that I played.
Yeah, somebody was talking about the what's your favorite multiplayer game, and so I thought, well, you know, somebody's saying, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's posting, so I thought, well, I'll go and check it out. And it was a what's your favorite multiplayer map, and he said, I like the stacks, and it had like. 200 likes and counting just on this comment in the third of 10 pages of this thread.
Oh,
and everybody's
shit.
All putting, come and check out this, come and check out that. So, of course, I had to put some come check out the Tagcast.
Awesome. Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Got to do
I'm
it.
I'm as shameless as William H. Macy on Showtime.
I'm as shameless as Garth Great Brooks feeling. Covering Billy Joel.
I'm shameless.
Sugar doggo doggo. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Wow. We're off the...
Did you like that sugar doggo doggo?
Yeah. Do you have any guilty pleasures?
I do. I actually, well, you know, it's a weird thing. I tried to think about it, and I made a list because we talked about it before, and my friend Bobby Jordan actually mentioned that, not knowing that we had mentioned it on an episode, which was kind of awesome.
Or I think we just talked about it off the... episodes.
We might have mentioned it just
maybe
for like
once,
half a second or something, but I'm kind of like, I don't know if I try to just be this way, but I don't really care if people like what I listen to.
Yeah, well, of course.
But there is that like side genre. Of me, like, say my most metal friends come over that are like my most heaviest metal, and you don't want them to know that you like to listen to The Missing Persons.
Or Cher. No, that's not.
No, but the missing you've heard Missing Persons?
I know, I'm familiar with them as far as I know they had a
they
song that was popular.
Walking in L.A. and Destination Unknown. Destination Unknown. Anyway, they're members of Frank Zappa's band. Walking in L.A. I think was their bigger hit.
80s, right?
'80s. And they're really 80s chick singer music. And
new wave-ish?
New wave-ish, yes. Right. And I'll throw that on every once in a while. And if I was going to be afraid of someone hearing me listen to it, that'd probably be one of them.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Me, it'd be Princess Purple Rain. I still love those songs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, that's a good guilty pleasure because it's not one of mine. I don't have any Prince albums.
I don't have any albums, but if it comes on YouTube or I go exploring and I come across one, you know, I might put it on, you know, a few songs, maybe delve in, watch a few videos, you know. Those songs, I don't know, it's probably just not nostalgic from the childhood and getting that as one of the first albums.
Yeah.
You know. And
you know, another era or genre of my guilty pleasures are like, you know, I don't mind admitting that I like the Beastie Boys and N.W.A.
Oh, yeah.
But I might hide my Outkast CD that I like. I like the CD Stankonia. I think it's a compilation.
That with Andre 5000.
Andre 3000.
Yeah. That had that You Stink Like a Motherfucking Rose Pussy or something song.
Yeah. And it had Sorry Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
And
they played the shit out of those. But those were some catchy songs.
So
man.
Fresh and So Clean.
And
those were the hits.
Know,
but I like the non-hits like... I can't even remember the name of them right now, but I was going through my CDs and going, what would I like not really listen to? And if someone was around, and it would be that one, and like probably Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty fond of the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
Even
what about and
overplayed.
What was the one you said before that though?
Outkast, Missing Persons.
Oh yeah, no, the Outkast. Yeah, that you know, I mean, they had some good songs and. It's just catchy shit, right?
And I'm not afraid to admit to most people or listen to the Police, older Police, but I really like their last album, Synchronicity, which it's kind of gay.
That was their last album?
Yeah, and it had King of
That's
Pain.
That's the classic one, though.
And Wrapped Around
I mean,
Your
that
Finger.
Had so many classics.
Every Breath You
was
Take.
Was as good as the greatest hits, just as
Oh, it
alone.
Had like six top ten
alone.
Singles or something like that, yeah.
One of my guilty pleasures... just the whole catalog would be guilty because I could be made fun of it for listening to any of it, probably.
What?
But they might be giants.
Oh, and I just found that out not too long ago when we were talking about Caius and Ween, and you'd never heard of Ween, and someone told you, oh, they sound just like they might be giants.
Yep.
I didn't
Brian
know.
Landtroop. Shout out to him.
Didn't know Stoke Brian was into... Did he like that band as well, or he just had heard them and thought that they sounded like...
No, he said they're fags.
Oh, they're fags, so you'll like them.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, because he's punk.
Yep.
Rock.
Yeah, that's why he was hiding fucking Rancid tape in his car after they got big. He couldn't like them anymore.
No.
Same with Green Day.
So what about any newer bands that are kind of within maybe the last 5-10 years that you might, like, do you secretly like Radiohead?
I don't mind Radiohead, like, but the only thing I'm really familiar with is the first album or, you know, the Pablo Honey. I like Beck. I don't know
I
if
like
that
Beck.
Counts.
Yeah.
The Midnight Vultures, maybe. That was pretty disco-y and kind of weird album. I really thought that was a really great album.
One of the new bands that kind of ended up on a lot of TV commercials and Twilight movie soundtracks and shit, but I still like them, and kind of a guilty pleasure, the Black Keys. You heard those guys?
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with them, though.
They're a two-piece band, but mm-hmm. they've really fleshed it out for touring and whatnot, so I don't think they're a two-piece band anymore, but kind of rootsy, kind of oddly enough, with the name Black Keys, they uh-huh. sound kind of like the White Stripes,
yeah. uh-huh.
but not really. Drummer's better, I think, but I kind of like those guys. I've downloaded some of their music for free. It's not uh-huh. one that I'd go out and pay for, but I do listen to it, and then when people say, isn't that from Twilight soundtrack? And I said, well, I think it is, but I've never seen the movie, and that's not why I listen to it, so yeah. whatever. But there was some other 70s bands that are pretty uh-huh. mellow and kind of weak, but you know how when you love something when you're a kid, it just kind of sticks with you?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
kind of like Zappa for me. Uh-huh. There are some bands like Journey, the Evolution album. I really like that, but I probably wouldn't listen to it if my friends were there and they're like, put on some music.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put on Lovin', Touchin' and Squeezin' by Journey, but and Supertramp. I love Supertramp.
Yeah, would that be a guilty pleasure, though?
Huh? What?
Would that be a guilty pleasure, though?
I think so, because they're really, like, weak. I mean, they're high singing keyboards. They're not metal at all.
Yeah.
Most people.
And you'd go, what the fuck are you listening to? Right, you bloody well, right.
Yeah, well, that's even more harder.
Though, man.
Yeah, me too. Sweet. Do you know Sweet? Really
yeah,
bubblegummy.
They had that. What's that one song they had?
Fox on the Run. And Little Willie won't go home. Little Willie won't go home.
Wow.
You don't know
I
that?
I know that song, but...
Do you know that song?
Yeah, but they got another...
Barroom Blitz.
Maybe that's it.
That was a...
No, I'm going to wait.
Are you
what
ready?
What are we talking about?
Sweet.
Oh, I'm thinking of Squeeze.
Squeeze. I never got into Squeeze. Is that a guilty pleasure of yours?
No, I just thought Sweet. I was Squeeze.
And
but
I have
Squeeze
a lot of friends.
Had that one song though.
A lot of friends that hate Kiss.
Yes, they're a really divisive band though these days, aren't they? I don't know if they were. Were they back in the day?
I don't think so.
Well, back in the day,
I guess they were because I was a kid.
It was cool to like Kiss back in the day, don't you think?
Oh yeah, but now people think that because Gene Simmons is such a dick on his reality show.
Well.
Such a money monger, which
and
is fine.
Even since they took off the makeup, there was a division of fans too, right?
Yeah.
And then another division of fans when Gene Simmons kind of showed his douchery to the public of everyone,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then there was a couple new albums by old bands that came out within the last couple of years that were a couple of my guilty pleasures. Have you ever heard the latest album by The Cars?
Oh, yeah, the new one that came out last year
yeah.
after, like, 25 years. Dude, yeah, I thought that was a great album.
It was, and I listened to it probably for a couple weeks pretty mm-hmm. steady, and then it got lost in the shuffle. I need to break that back out. I was surprised that without Benjamin Orr, they pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that Todd Rundgren guy that was with them for a while, which was awesome. And the new Van Halen. I'm just going to say it. I don't mind it. I think it's pretty good.
Hmm. What about the new ZZ Top?
I haven't heard it.
You haven't even heard the radio hit?
I didn't even know that it came out.
I got 25 lighters on my dresser.
Isn't that from a commercial, though?
I got to get paid.
It was recorded in a beer cooler, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I saw
the commercial. It was a pretty cool commercial, really. But
that sounds kind of like old school ZZ
Yeah, but
Top.
I'm wondering what the fuck does... It blows my mind every time, and maybe that's his point of the song, is to blow your mind, right? Because that's what you want to do as a musician, I guess, right? You want to blow people's minds.
On my dresser.
But he's blowing my mind like I'm thinking. He's got 25 lighters on his dresser, so already that's like...
I'm going to go trade him for some cheap sunglasses.
It's so weird that he's... Does he have them standing up? Are they Zippos, or are they just like cheap lighters? You know, because he likes
cheap
sunglasses.
Cheap sunglasses.
And so... And then he goes, I got to get paid. So did he just, does he need to get more lighters? So he's waiting for the money to come in.
I got to get paid.
Or is it like, just maybe he spent all his money on the lighters or I don't know what it is.
Have you been a big fan of ZZ Top over the years?
ZZ Top is my dad's favorite band.
Oh, so you heard him
and
a lot
so,
growing up.
Yeah, I delved into him early with Eliminator.
She wore a pearl necklace.
Eliminator was like 84, right?
Yeah, with a sharp dress.
And I remember my dad liked Duran Duran, too. He bought the, I think it was Arena, right? That was
wow.
a big one, right? So I remember hearing, like, Hungry Like the Wolf back in the day when that was new.
Music to kill your kids to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diane Downs.
But, did you ever hear that? That's something we could talk about.
But I do like, you know, ZZ Top, especially the earlier blues stuff, like the Jesus Just Left Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much that I do like. And I even liked even some of the, like, the Sleeping Bag. And
so right before ZZ Top came out in 71, Billy Gibbons and some other dudes that weren't in ZZ Top had a band called The Moving Sidewalks.
You
should check them out sometime. And so should anybody else who's listening. If you like ZZ Top and if you like shit like 60s rock like Jimi Hendrix, he's got a song that sounds just like Fire, but they played in a different key and changed words, kind of. The beat's kind of... But it's pretty cool. Precursor to ZZ Top. I'd never heard about it until my friend John Manning told me about it the other day. And I tried to load some of it on my Kindle, and then it made it freeze up. So I think there's some kind of weird mojo going on. There's a weird mojo rising going on the old ZZ Top shit.
Speaking of something rising, have you noticed we got the fan on?
I forgot about that. Can you guys hear that?
Can you hear it? How about you can't hear it in a second?
How about if we turn it off right now? Okay, I was going to say something, and now I've kind of forgot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to wrap up my list of guilty pleasures. Can you feel the silence beginning right now? What was that weird noise going on? It was hot, you guys. You guys know how hot it is today.
It's Lieutenant, actually.
Okay, so this is my only band on my guilty pleasures that is not nationally. Well, they're pretty known, but they're not. They never got signed by a label. Back to my friend Bobby from California, Red Star Memorial. They're kind of Buck Owens influenced country-ish roots rock kind of stuff. And I don't know why I kind of latched onto that album. Sorry, Bobby, but it's pretty gay. And it's good, though. It's a great song, great songwriting. But if my metal friends showed up or even my punk rock friends showed up when I was doing that, boy, they go, what are you listening to right now?
You know, I would get flicked a lot of shit if my friends came over and I was listening to
Duran
songs for gay people.
Yeah, that's pretty gay, too. Mostly covers on that album, but they're gay versions of songs. But, you know, speaking of Duran Duran, did you know... did I ever tell you the story about the connection of Brownsville and Diane Dan's killing her kids?
No.
I wonder how many listeners out there are familiar with the folklore and the story of the lady that was portrayed by Farrah Fawcett on a Lifetime movie, Diane Downs.
You know, right now she's portraying Sherman Helmsley.
I know. 6 Feet Under, HBO special. And I think Ed McMahon's down there, too, with them hanging out, going, hi-yo! But anyway, there was this, this is going to be pretty intense, and I don't give a fuck because I like telling intense shit. There was a dude that used to live in Brownsville, Oregon, who used to cook methamphetamines back before
Humid.
It was humid in his house, dude. There was shit. If you've ever seen Spun, just think how hot Mickey Rourke was in that motel room.
He looks in every movie.
Sweating like a cranker. But, which is one of my old phrases. I have overactive sweat glands because I smoke too much marijuana. Anyway, this dude told my close friend, and I'm not going to mention any names, but he told my close friend that, he was actually the one that shot the kids and her, and that both the parents of these kids had both paid him to shoot each other.
What?
Yep. Diane Downs paid him to shoot her husband, and her husband paid him to shoot her, and that's why it was out on a back road in Marcola, and that he met her out there and shot her, and then the kids saw, and then shot the kids, and then it went all wrong, and then he took off. And I'm pretty sure that it's a true story. And then I went on to, there's a website that was made by Diane's Downs's parents.
Is that what Diane Downs's parents.com?
Something like that. You can Google it and find the website. But yeah, it's a thing to get the truth because he's mad because his daughter was wrongly imprisoned for this thing and that he was attacked by a crazy cranked out biker on a back road. And I never even went to the website until the guy told the whole story. So yeah, pretty weird. Hometown Brownsville, Oregon connections with a bikers and meth heads.
Yeah, that's why you don't mix bikes and meth and friends.
Yeah, and hitmen.
Yep.
Don't hire someone who's a meth head to shoot, especially if his nickname's Jammin' Machine Gun Jimmy. I said I wasn't going to mention any names, but that's his name. I think he's dead or in prison.
Man, his machine gun is going to jam.
Jammin' Machine Gun Jimmy!
That's why he's dead, right?
He's either dead or he's in jail.
And if he's listening to this, I'm probably going to die.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. You know it's the truth, brother.
You know what he can do from jail, though? If he can get into the library, he can join our campaign to get in the Pop 40 on High Times Magazine. Remember the Pop 40?
I do. I remember when my band used to rule that motherfucker.
And well, yeah.
I don't understand.
I remember Orange Frampton and Solon got on there one time.
So is it still the same rules?
I think so. Any of our podcast listeners can email them once a day and just vote for us, the TagCast podcast.
Oh, it's email now.
Yeah, you can email once a day to pot40@hightimes.com.
It used to be mail.
Yeah.
I used to have to mail it in there. I'd mail in, not to, like I said. Yeah. Honesty Podcast. We should be called honestpodcast.com.
Hey, you know, I mean,
I used to send in tons. I'd spend like $4 on postage just to send.
That's hard working it though, man, right? It's just like that time we got that show because we sat there for 20 hours and sent emails, man. We were willing to work harder than the other people.
And how many stoners read the High Times and they go to the High Times top? It used to be the top 100, but now they got smart and changed it to the Pot 40.
Uh-huh.
Victims of Internal Decay was number one for like several months.
Yeah, that's just badass.
And it said THC-laced death metal from Oregon or something weird like that, which got the name out there. So, you know, if you want some free exposure for your band or your TagCast podcast, whatever you got, just send it in. And you can be read by stoners who will probably forget.
Yeah, but send it in pot40@hightimes.com. Just say, I'm voting for TagCast podcast.
Yep. And speaking of voting, before I forget about this, don't forget our boys in 30-pound tests Sunday night. They're going to be up at Hawthorne Theater. Go to their Facebook invite page, and even if you can't go, say, yes, I'm going.
Yeah.
It's going to help them somehow. Yep. That's what I heard from a member of In Her Memory.
If we can get to 1,000 people going, we'll give out a random prize.
We'll give you a picture of Cyrus from the Trailer Park
Boys.
That's
right. You got to get to 1,000 people going.
It's a special glossy 5x7, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Pictured of Bernard Robichaud, a.k.a. Cyrus from the Trailer Park Boys. We've got several of these courtesy of Sean McClain, a.k.a. Nancy. Yeah. We're all a.k.a.'d up in this bitch, a.k.a. 47.
Aka.
My name's Terry, a.k.a. 47. they call me 47 on the weekends.
I always thought you should have your comedian name Terry Dactyl.
Dinosaur noises.
Dude, that could be every joke. You could just be up there and walk.
Hey, a funny thing happened to me on the way into the show.
That could be every punchline. Just walk back and forth and stare at the crowd, and every 3 minutes you'll tell a setup, and you go.
You can't do it like me because you're not Dustin Dactyl.
There is no Dustin.
But then I have the classic joke of. I just flew in from Los Angeles. Man, are my wings tired. That's my wings. That's my wings. I drank a fucking case of Red Bull before the show today. It gives you wings.
It does.
We know what we haven't heard for a while. You got anything outrageous to tell me?
Outrageous audio.
I can't believe you just said that. But I've missed the outrageous $9. Come on down to Outrageous Audio. We're out of business. Door speakers, $2. What?
All right. Sorry. I watched this documentary the other day about merfolk.
I don't know what that is.
The mermaids, but all encompassing.
Are those real?
I don't know if it was real or not, but it was on Animal Planet, and they showed it on Discovery, and they showed it on bunches of channels, but they had, like, real footage of showing mermaid bodies, and what was going on was the Navy was going, and they were using this sonic weapon, and it'd go, and it was causing the whale beachings that were happening, and they were finding mermaids washed up with them. And they didn't know it at the time, but they got a half a body out of the shark, and they were able to reconstruct it, and it looked like a mermaid. And they find fish out in open waters with holes in it from being speared.
Why do they call them merfolk if there's only maids?
No, that's why you call them merfolk.
Oh, is there mermen?
Yeah.
Ethel?
Yeah. What they were saying is we pretty much, you know, went to the coastline living for a while as apes or whatever, and then some went to shore and some went to sea.
So do you believe
and
that?
And then after millions, I think it's plausible.
What?
It is plausible, man. I think it explains Atlantis. I don't know. It was a convincing. Either way, it was an entertaining documentary to watch, and
right
I recommend
on.
It. You
I
can
love...
go to watch it on YouTube with the. It has Japanese subtitles, but it's all in English.
I love documentaries that are interesting, you know, mm-hmm. even if you don't.
Yeah.
Believe what they're saying. Like I
yeah.
watched a.
Well, it just made it and it opened eyes into a different kind of like evolution and kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it tells you stuff that you wouldn't really know. Like I watched mm-hmm. a documentary on Nazi Germany the other day, and it told how Hitler ties his shoes.
Oh, really?
Little Nazis. That's an old joke. That's an old street
wow.
joke. Little Nazis.
Oh man.
He just used little ones. We gotta have a little bit of comic yeah. relief every once in a while up in this. When we get all serious about Jew killings, and
yeah,
stuff. Are we killing Jews up in this bitch?
Do you want to talk some shit?
I like talking shit.
All right.
I haven't. Let's get personal here with talking shit for a second. I hadn't been very regular with my bowel movements lately.
Oh, really?
I don't
what about
know.
Your bowel movements?
I haven't been very regular with that either because they're obviously constipated. They haven't dropped a load since fucking 2 months. And this is kind of funny because we kind of try to cater to our fans because we're new. These guys have more listeners than us. They're from a big city of Sacramento. So I said, hey, where's episode 23? It's been over a month. They're like, bowel movements does what we want when we want.
Yeah, well, they're not regular either.
Wow. So, yeah, I've been a little constipated with my bowel movements and with my bowel movements, but I finally got one out the other day, so I guess that's the only shit that I have to talk. What do you got for shiitake? Shiitake.
Shiitake, huh?
Do you know what shiitake is?
It's a mushroom.
Is it like bukkake? Have you ever committed bukkake on a shiitake? And then put it
no,
in, and then put it in your
it.
And then put it in your walkie,
yeah,
walkie talkie. I had a walkie talkie, and I found a shiitake, and then I bukkake'd on it. Go ahead, sorry.
All right. Well,
what is wrong with me?
There is. This is about sandboxes. Have you ever been in a sandbox at like the public park?
No, not well. Maybe as a kid, they had a uh-huh. penny scramble, which was in a sand.
Oh, you dig for pennies?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, this is why you don't want to do that.
Cats and stuff shit in them.
Yeah, there is no way to keep cats and critters out of public sandboxes, and they will consider it a public litter box.
Right.
And therefore, you know, they're breeding grounds for bacteria. Children are at risk if they stick their fingers in it and then in their mouth, and it's like they're eating poop out of their fingernails, get pinworms and ringworms. And then fever, stomach pains, and then who knows what else.
Why can't people try to look at the bright side of things? They could bring their Play-Doh shapers and their cookie cutters, and they
yeah.
could make sandy cat poop sandy cat poop toys.
Yep, pecan sandies.
And maybe if there's a park, they're in a park, maybe they could set up a booth and sell their sandy pecan sandies.
Yeah.
So sold to you by Sandy and the kids of the park. Shit sellers. Oh, what was that? What's going on? Listen. That's weird. Something
that's
crazy. That was something. Some people were talking in the background. I don't even know. I was trying to flush the segment, and all of a sudden, I heard some fucking retard speaking. I shouldn't say that, because if anybody recognized who that was speaking, then they would think that I was calling them retards, and I'm definitely not doing that. But that was our talking shit segment. Goodbye. Don't let your kids play in the local sandboxes.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Maybe bring some sand from the beach. Hey, your toilet's running.
Hey, have you ever been up to Canada?
I haven't. I want to, though. My wife went and saw Pink Floyd up there in Vancouver.
Nice.
Before she was my wife.
What about, have you had a Kinder egg, they're called? It's a chocolate egg with a toy inside. It's a big popular candy up there.
I've had fake eggs with toys in them.
No, these are like chocolate eggs. I guess you eat them, and then there's a toy inside.
What if you actually eat the toy?
Well, that's the thing. They can't be in the U.S. because they're illegal in the U.S.
Because kids could choke on them?
Uh-huh. So, yeah, some couple of dudes in Canada They were looking to bring them across the border. They got stopped for the candy. They're saying 60,000 of these things are confiscated a year. It's like, what?
By who?
200 a day? Border Patrol.
They're that illegal?
Yeah.
Because kids like to eat candy, right?
I don't, yeah, they, well, it's just on their list to be confiscated. I think, you know, it probably maybe caused tensions. We'd end up bombing them if they didn't follow our laws.
Right. That's puckin'. That's puckin' pretty weird.
It is.
That's puckin' nuts. That's knuckin'. That's
knuckin'. Speaking of that, you know, they removed the statue of Joe Paterno over there at Penn State.
I heard that they stripped him of all their fucking trophies and, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they stripped him from all the wins back to 1989.
And for what? Sandusky? Because,
yeah.
What does that have to do with...
Well, because he knew what was going on.
Oh,
people
tolerated.
Had reported to him, and he didn't do anything.
Wow.
That's why everyone else around is involved, is because people walked in on it, and then they just turned around and never said anything.
Wow.
Not that Paterno was one that walked in, although he probably did. I mean, how could... I don't know. It's just...
I think that's a bit harsh, and that they shouldn't be stripping. The players didn't do it. I mean, I don't know. Just I guess that's like, okay, the coach did something bad, so you're all going to be punished for it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, what would you do to punish him that didn't punish the players, though?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't really make any sense.
You could take away his wins, but still let them keep their rings or in their title or whatever as players.
Something
because
like
you can't,
that.
You know, you're not... And you're not really going to go back and award the trophy to number two then, are you? And just, like, upset the whole rankings. No need to go back and really do all that.
I don't know. It's just, I think it's more of a on paper or a public review.
Yeah.
Like, we're taking this away from you because you suck.
Yeah. And he's dead.
Yeah.
So
fuck him.
Yeah. That guy's going to get stabbed as soon as he gets out of the maximum security part of the prison, right?
Yeah. I would imagine so.
Like a shiv just in the...
This guitar wants to shiv your mama.
Yep.
Hey, did you hear if they actually set that record in Hillsborough for the most people to...
I didn't. Did you?
No, I didn't. But it just reminded me of this other story I saw on the Crazy News Bulletins. And now, from the TagCast podcast, it's Crazy News Bulletins. There's a man in Houston, Texas, who is attempting to set the world record for jogging. And I saw this and I thought, fuck, he's going to jog like forever.
Yeah?
No, he's going to try to jog 1 mile while juggling 5 objects. That's just about as stupid as getting 2,700 people together with a fucking Groucho Marx mask on.
Yeah.
Or whatever the other, the air guitar.
That is a physical feat, though, isn't it?
I guess, but... I guess that was just a headline that was misleading.
Yeah.
Man attempts to set jogging world record. Joggling.
Oh, yeah.
They should have called
it's
it joggling.
Totally,
I guess
yeah.
They should have called it joggling.
Yeah.
Joggle. Joggling.
That's weird.
I know. Hey, did you hear? I know you did because we talked about the Dave Chappelle debacle.
Oh, yeah.
In Eugene, Oregon. For any of you people who don't live in Oregon, we live in a little... area where Eugene is pretty close to us, and I know you've all heard of Eugene. It's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Top Portland region. And Salem are all within like an hour.
Yeah, we're right in the epicenter of all of it. But so like apparently here's a story. Dave Chappelle pulled in, and there's a place called McDonald Theater, which holds normally about 1,700 people, but I guess set up for a comedy show, it's only 750 with the tables and whatnot. But so he pulls into Eugene and says to the Keezys who own McDonald's.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yep. And then after that, he said, "Hey, my bus broke down, but I can't get it fixed till Monday, bitch. I don't want to be stuck in Eugene buying crack cocaine from some black dude down on the corner. So can I do a show at McDonald's?"
By the way, said, I'm rich, bitch.
They said, you can't do a show at McDonald's, but you could do a show. We have a place called McDonald Theater that you could maybe do. No, anyway, long story short, this was 2:00 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
They put out a little blurb on their website and their Facebook, and then they got a whole bunch of likes real quick. So they said, screw it. We'll do it.
Why wouldn't you?
And so tickets went on sale at 5:00. I believe this was last Thursday or something. No, it was last Friday. Last Friday, because that was when I was going up to Lame Fest that I was conversing with Carmichael McGee, who said he needed another ticket, but blah, 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 different story. Anyway, Show sold out in 1 hour with only two hours notice. And that's a 750 capacity at $50 a head.
He'd be like, he's probably the top, like, wanted to be seen comedian, don't you
probably,
think?
Probably, I
though?
Think it's because of his show and the cult status that it achieved after he refused to do season three for $50 million. And then they replay the hell out of it on Comedy
and
Central.
And that he's just so good. And
like, what day can you not go onto Comedy Central and find the Chappelle Show on something, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's always on. And plus, we talked on another episode how he has the record of the longest stand-up where people weren't even getting served alcohol for the last 3.5 hours. Longest penis, too.
Yeah.
We're just kidding. We don't know anything about that. But so then he was already scheduled to play Portland on Saturday. And then Sunday he came back and announced like a last-minute thing, even though I'm sure he already had it planned, he wanted to do another show on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So he did another one, and it also sold out in 1 hour. $50 a pop, 750 tickets. The winner of the Helium Portland's Funniest Person contest that we were in, Nathan Brannon, he got to open up, and he is also a black man, as is Dave Chappelle. And Dave Chappelle was the reason he started stand-up, so that's pretty special that he got to open for his, whatever you call it, his main... Dude.
Influence?
Yeah. The reason that he started, you know, it'd be like, I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. They gave a call back. They did not succeed. They would need a 2,377. They fell short.
So the air guitar.
662.
God damn, those guys are fucking idiots.
Wait. They didn't fall short by 662. Only 662 people showed up.
There you go. That's as many people as should show up.
Including two previous failed attempts, this year was the lowest number of participants it has ever seen.
You know what happens? I call out the National Guard when people don't show up for air rock competitions. Mm. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play Name That Movie Theme?
All right, look. This movie theme is,
no, this is
Cops.
This, no, I call
Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Not correct. Okay, you got, I don't know how many seconds.
All right.
Name this movie.
I can, 3 notes. Any Paramount movie. Is it Star Wars?
Nope.
One of them?
Guess number two.
One of the Star Wars?
Nope. Here's your first clue. Marty McFly.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Oh, that was too bad of a cue. I should have said, like, Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I was thinking George Lucas-y sound. Was that John Williams on the soundtrack?
Probably, I don't know. Here's song number two, movie theme, Blockbuster. Oh, sorry, that was still Back to the Future.
Indiana Jones.
You're right. How, did you see it?
I heard a whip.
Oh, whick. Whick. Okay, got it. I know you'll get... Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was...
I know you'll get this one because you have a Twitter. This is not a movie. This is a TV show. And you have a Twitter for the car. Don't you? First clue.
The Knight Rider?
Yeah! Kit car.
That's hilarious.
I was going to give you David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The Twitter was throwing me. I was like, I wasn't on there earlier, so I didn't.
We're 2 out of 3.
Yeah. All right. On Golden Pond.
I could sing that to it.
Chariot's Fire.
Yep. Chariot's Fire.
Yep.
Woo. And his name was Van something, wasn't it?
I remember enjoying On Golden Pond, but I was like 6 when that movie came out. What do you what?
I never watched it. They were jogging on the beach or something.
Oh, that was Chariots of Fire there.
Oh, what did you say?
On Golden Pond.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, and I was doing a crossword. I was doing a crossword puzzle, and it said the bird from On Golden Pond. And it was 4 letters, and then I had to wait until I had some other letters, and it started with an L and ended with an N.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
Elman?
Loon.
Ah.
It was a loon. Okay, here's the final one, and name that movie theme, Dustin, go.
Halloween.
Sorry, close. Guess number two.
Friday.
Here's your first clue.
Nightmare.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Oh, Exorcist.
Okay, good. Nice. I just wanted to say your mother sucks cocks in hell. I wasn't talking about your mom either.
Oh, man.
I swear.
That was good. Why did I get a...
I think you got 4 out of 5. But you needed some prodding, and you got some clues.
Yeah.
So really,
the
you
whip,
didn't.
I'll count the whip. As
that was that. You named that one in one note. Yeah. And Back to the Future was still playing.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. That was just an on-the-spot game show.
What's in Hans's CD player, do you know?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I do know. And let me see if I can remind myself. It was Yob on Wednesday. And today it is... Wolves in the Throne Room's Celestial Lineage.
Yeah.
And then it said,
I mean,
thanks for your enthusiasm, Hans.
I don't know.
That was some enthusiasm. And you know what normally comes right after what's in Hans' CD player?
Uh-huh.
What's that? Oh, sounds like we're at the movies getting ready to start.
Duck.
Didn't you say something about a website that told you when to go to the bathroom during a movie?
Oh, that was an app I had on my phone.
Oh, an app. Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind
it was
of a...
called Pee Break. Pee Break. That's what it was called.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We're going to take a pee break right now.
I think
now.
It is online, too.
You know what I mean by a pee break?
Yeah.
What do I mean? We're going to call Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
Starts with a P. Ends with a P.
Pee break.
All right. For 5 pounds of uncut Peruvian flake cocaine, what is your name?
Pat.
Starts with a B. Ends with a B.
Pat.
5 seconds, Bob.
Pat.
Okay, sorry. That was from some Cheech and Chong. Mm-hmm. We're going to call Pat.
Pa-pa-pa-chia.
We waited a little bit longer into the day to maybe he might be not plagued with
dinner.
So many things going on.
He eats a lot of dinners.
Does he?
No.
Hungry man. What do you do with a hungry man? Man handler. Hey, wait. Let's be quiet for a second so we can get this for our show.
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable. Leave a message. Thanks.
That's going on the compilation for
the
next season.
Please record your message.
For the intro.
Finished recording.
I ain't pressing
up.
5, bitch.
Leave a callback number.
Oh, Pat. You know, I'm getting suggestions from people that don't listen to
the
show.
Okay, Pat. I'm getting suggestions from people who don't even listen to this show that we should start calling someone else.
Yeah, it's going to be... Well, Jerry said it should be called Screw Pat.
Said it should be called Screw Pat. Let's call someone who will answer their phone. So, sorry, buddy. We're not trying to give you a hard time or whatever, but we are giving you a hard time.
I know. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks
we'd
for not stopping by when my stepson tried to lure you to game over practice.
I know. Game over for you.
Oh, wait. It wasn't even game over. It was Drosera. I'm talking shit. So, if you sync this up with episode 21 of the TagCast podcast and your voicemail, you can hear it in stereo. Hey, Pat, give us a call back. Hey,
yeah.
I want to do something real quick that I don't ever do when we're calling, Pat.
If you are satisfied with your message,
I want to play the message
one to listen to your message.
Just to
message
see
review.
What it sounds like when we call.
Okay, Pat, I'm getting suggestions from people who don't even listen to this show that we should call them someone else. Jerry says it should be called Pat. Let's call someone who will answer their phone.
sorry, that sounds
buddy.
Pretty good.
We're not trying to give you a hard time or whatever, but we are giving you a hard time. Thanks for not stopping by when my stepson tried to lure you to game over.
That's pretty good. So
I'm talking shit.
I love this.
So
I got to wait till the end of the message or we're going to lose it. So I'll turn it down here a second. So yeah, we're calling Pat. He's not answering his phone. I got to come up with a new question for him.
So yeah, I don't know if many people have gathered that we like running seasons or whatever, but they're kind of loose seasons anyway, right?
Listen to your message.
But season one will probably end with like episode 26 or somewhere around there.
I sent it with urgent delivery.
So, you know, I mean, you know, nothing's really going to change, really.
Oh, when we switch to the next season?
Yeah, which will be like the 15th of August.
Oh, there'll be a different plot contrast to the arc of season two to where we're going to be introducing some new characters and maybe a full-time correspondent. And I haven't got the tape mixed yet of the call from that fellow who claims he knows Barry O'Toole.
Uh-huh.
He owes him, I was wrong, it's $46 that he owes him.
Wow.
And he said that he saw that he was a correspondent. If he's working for our show, then he's probably going to come out here to try to get his money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to be trying to run that soon. So, Barry, if you're at the library, Library O'Toole, if you're at the library, Barry, listening to our show, I'm going to get his name. Maybe you can come down and cover something for us because we need some coverage.
Yeah, and maybe an image. If somebody just wants to work up some silly image, send us up or post it on our Facebook page. You know, if you just want to hand draw something of us.
I tried to do like one of those things where you go to like Photo Bucket and like make your drawing into a cartoon.
Yeah.
It kind of worked out. It didn't work. It doesn't look real. It doesn't look like someone actually drew it. So I'm kind of bummed out about that. We need someone who can draw a caricature. Come on, you guys. I know that there's lots of talented people out there.
There's a lot of people out there that, getting humid with their caricatures.
Oh, man. We want something really humid that will like not melt when we put it on the internet. You know, it's like we want something that makes you like want to take your pants off. You know, like
We would love to get some of that. Anybody that has any ideas for even just like what would you want for like an intro for one segment? It would be like 7 seconds.
Yeah, 7 to 10 seconds. Something.
Yeah, if somebody
something that goes, "What's in Hans's CD player?"
Yeah, if you hear any of our segments and you think you got something that would be a little ditty to lead into it, send it to us, and maybe we'll play it, you know? Chances are it'd probably just rotate them or something.
Because otherwise we're going to have to make our own.
Yeah.
You know, like we do something.
Yeah, we're really busy too.
We do something like, let me find this here real quick. We'd have to do a stupid plug, like, or intro to, say, our plugs thing. We'd just go.
Plugs.
We got plugs. We got plugs. 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 We got plugs. We got plugs. Yeah. We got some plugs. And that's all we got is fucking plugs. See, and that's the thing right there. And see, and then maybe when we were calling Pat, we could do let's see what we got here. Do this one with Pat. Where's Pat? Where's Pat?
Where?
We're calling him on the fucking phone. Where's Pat? Where's Pat? We're calling him on the fucking phone. Where's Pat? Something, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Just something goofy. Something good. Maybe something borrowed. Something blue.
Mm-hmm. And something gory.
Is that where we are now? Are we two plugs?
Yeah, we're at plugs.
Okay, so that was our Where's Pat plugs, showing you how to make a cool song for us and be part of the TagCast podcast. Don't you want to be part of it?
Yeah.
That way I won't have to say part and pop my pee so hard because
part
it's
on.
Fucking possum. Oh, wait, I meant awesome.
We're at plugs.
Here.
We got August 4th coming up, right? We got anything before August 4th?
Yeah, but go ahead, August.
Oh,
what's happening in August?
Thinking of dates in order. We got this Sunday, right? Saturday. Go ahead.
Crimson Guardian tomorrow night at the Black Forest with IB6, UB9, and a couple other bands that I can't recall right now, but it doesn't matter. Crimson Guardian.
Get on down there.
Flames and Dave and Bass Billy down there doing their three-piece thing. And then Sunday night, Chronicles of Rock, Battle for Warp Tour Finals at the Hawthorne Theater.
Get on down there and say you're come to watch 30 Pound Test. Really important.
That's right.
Or go to their Facebook page and click invite because that counts too.
That's right. And then we got August 4th. What's happening August 4th?
August 4th is Sons of Confusion, Awake, Strange Dichotomy, and Catechist at the Wow Hall down in Eugene. All ages, $6 advance. You can buy them on ticketsweb.com.
$8 at the door.
Ticketweb.com, $8 at the door.
And Awake's coming all the way from Portland.
All the way from Portland.
They're a good metal band.
Yeah, we got Strange Dichotomy and Catechist, and it's going to be a rocking show. Bring your whole family down there.
It's kind of a ramp-up show, I think, as far as the bands, because it starts out with Strange Dichotomy, acoustic, groove rock, Sons of Confusion, Feel Good, hard rock, Catechist is a little more metal, and then Awake just sets it off fire and puts you to sleep. No, wait, they wake you up.
Yeah.
Once they get done, you will be awake.
Yeah.
And then we got Verminfest coming up the next weekend after that, August 11th, which is put on by, who's it put on by?
Sick Vermin Valley.
It's a Sick Vermin Valley production, right on at the Riverside Community Center. Go to the Facebook invite for the address. People were asking for it, so I put it on there. I can't remember it right now, but it's just on Riverside Drive, the back way to Corvallis from Albany for all you localers.
Yeah.
10
sure
bands.
You guys been out there back in the day.
10 bands, 10 bucks. Or $5 with 3 cans of food because it's a benefit for the food bank.
Yeah, all the money's going to them or, you know.
Norska has a couple shows. I believe Jim from Norska is going to be a guest coming up with some announcements.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
They got a couple shows in the Oregon area right now, Monday, August 13th, with Torches and Lozen at Rochur. Yeah. All those are weird to say.
Norska saves lives. Get out there and watch them.
Norska, Torches, Lozen, Rochur. 9 p.m., 21 and plus. And over and plus. That's $10 in advance or $12 at the door. 315 Southeast 3rd Street in Portland. And then they're playing that next Saturday, the 18th. So every Saturday in August so far, you got something to do.
Yeah.
9 p.m. at the Dixie on the 18th is Norska Diesto and Nether Regions. The following weekend after that is another Willamette Valley local music scene show, which is going to be at Impulse, which is not a Saturday, but it's the weekend. So every weekend.
Get down there.
Every weekend. That's going to be Big Hammer Theory with Audiophobia and Bikini at the Impulse. That's $3, 21 over. And here's my last one, Monday, August 20th. Professional comedian who has his own Comedy Central Presents, and he was also on Workaholics, Kyle Kinane, will be at the Level Up Arcade Barcade in Eugene where you can get drunk, play video games, and watch comedy. Brian Cook will be there as well, who is a comedian from Maine. Who is a touring comedian, and our own Ian Carmel from Portland will be doing that too.
I would like all our fans that are proactive get on Facebook and tell Kyle Kinane that he needs to come out over on the TagCast while he's down in town.
Yeah, that'll be on the 20th, huh? Yeah. They're going to be doing Eugene and Portland.
We'll go out and do it on location or whatever, even just a little quick 20-minute thing, you know.
Dude, if we went to Level Up, we'd get him on there. I know we would.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Seth about that. And if anybody does have any connection with Kyle, or you know, if Ian, if you happen to be listening, or any of our comic friends, tell Kyle we would like to do a short podcast. We have a few listeners.
Yeah.
It'll help him, and mostly it'll help us.
Yeah.
Because if we have Kyle Kinane on our show, you know that we're going to.
It's good times.
Yeah, and even when we have people who aren't really in the limelight, I know Kyle Kinane, you probably are going, who's Kyle Kinane? Some people don't know who he is. But, you know, even when we have people who aren't famous, like our friends on the show.
I almost called him Ayatollah Khomeini.
He probably wouldn't mind that. No, I don't even know the guy, but he's really funny, dude, and he's kind of like a rocker dude. He's kind of, I mean, he doesn't have long hair, but he's just... He's of our mentality, and he seemed to. Seth told me that he hung out with him after the Helium show a couple weeks ago, and that he was super cool. And so, yeah, go to that show. It's August 20th. It's a Monday. It's $10, but these are high grade comedians.
That's easy.
He was on Workaholics for God's sake.
If you're complaining about spending $10 to go out for some entertainment,
then stay home. Stay home.
Come on.
Stay home and listen to TagCast.
Yeah.
TagCastPodcast.com. Hey, if you go to our website and you're listening to us, make sure and shop through Amazon and also donate us some money if you feel like it. I'm not pandering or begging, but please, please give us money.
Yeah, or sponsor our show. For $5, we'll do a 30-second ad. You know, everybody wants to do it. And,
everybody's
you know, but nobody's,
doing it.
No, you know, there was a little, you know, $5, 30 seconds. And we actually, I was measuring them the other day, we go like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know,
we
I mean,
always
we're not worried about
over.
Time.
No, we're just going to give you a shout out and let them
we'll
know.
We'll give you the 30 seconds, man.
We'll let them know where to reach you and what you provide and all that stuff. Yeah. And then lastly, don't forget if you're an iTunes listener, go rate us. We don't even have enough ratings to show something.
It doesn't say.
Like when I go there, it says not enough ratings yet to show how many ratings there is.
And so, for another podcast, it's like 7, and it shows 7. So I have a hard time believing we don't have 7 people that have gone there and rated us.
I think we do, because you can tell in the spikes on our downloads when people are a new subscription to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Those 20 downloads, boom. So we know what's up with you tag cats. Tag cats. Yeah, there's a new one. You guys rather be called tag cats or taggots?
We're the tag cat strut.
Hey, tag cats. Well, tag cats, thanks for listening. It's Friday. Go out and do something fun. The sun's out. Go to the lake or something.
Oh, no.
Fucking go party and have a great time. Yeah. It's summertime finally.
Well, humping, it ain't just for Wednesdays anymore.
Do some humping.
Yeah, humping.
Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. You're awesome. Yeah. We'll see you on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and that's it.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker? Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.